Shortly after British Prime Minister David Cameron's re-election in May, he was quoted as saying he believes the relationship between the UK and China has entered a golden era of development. Since then, both sides have been throwing around gold to describe both economic and diplomatic ties. Mike Bastin, director of China Business Center based in London, says the term, perhaps somewhat derivative, does seem to fit.
I think the golden era is the right term. The British government realized that the growth in trade with China and other fast-growing nations is so important now in Europe and the problems with the Eurozone economies. And I also think it's perhaps coming slightly from the Chinese side, where there's a recognition that the internationalization of Chinese industry across all sectors is now of paramount importance for the sustainable growth of the Chinese economy, and the UK is seen as a real opportunity to enter and expand across Europe.
At the same time, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is also among those treading out the gold standard when describing his expectations for President Xi Jinping's forthcoming trip.
I think it's possible to get to an even higher and increased level of cooperation, not just economically, but politically. How China develops its role in the world has got immense implications for everyone today. There's no big global problem that can be solved without China. You know, we are enthusiastic about developing the ties with China even further and making sure that this next decade is a golden decade.
The golden decade is being used to describe most areas of cooperation between China and the UK. However, one area which has seen a major step forward over the past few years is the infrastructure investment. On top of Chinese company purchasing a number of major properties in London, it's being said Chinese investors are being directed towards some other areas. These include the new Hinkley nuclear power station project in the UK, as well as Britain's high-speed railway system. But other UK observers are suggesting that Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit may go beyond the economies. Dr. Robin Niblett is the director of London-based international think tank Chatham House. He suggests that climate change is a non-traditional field both countries can begin exploring.
The British government, as part of the EU, which is the other part of the triangle in a way on climate change, this could also be a big feature. There are some quite important long-term studies taking place between Chinese and British institutes on resources, on how to do greater energy efficiency, green technology, how to think about food and water, not just oil and energy.
Chinese President Xi Jinping, along with his wife Penny Yuan, are scheduled to fly out to London on Monday. The couple will be guests of the Queen at Buckingham Palace during their five-day visit. It will also be the first state visit to the UK by a Chinese leader in a decade. For CRI, I'm Wang Wenjun.